Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. For this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Gospel of the Lord. For the retired Pope Benedict XVI, when he was still a cardinal, he wrote many articles on Mary. And his idea is, for him, Catholic theology must put a very important place of our Heavenly Mother in Catholic theology. We know that many of our Protestant friends, they don't take Mary such an important place. But for Benedict XVI, he said, Mary expressed the maternity of the Blessed Trinity. You see, Father and Son and Holy Spirit is masculine. Our Heavenly Mother is feminine. Show that the salvation history, Mary took a very important place. Without her, Jesus couldn't be on earth. So she took part very important place. She's part of the salvation history. Today we venerate our Heavenly Mother, not because many graces, because we appreciate God's gifts. She's part of the gifts God gives our Heavenly Mother to be our mother. On the cross, Jesus told John, "This is your mother." And today, our Heavenly Mother is also our mother. She's the one who takes us by our hand towards his Son. So many messages, all not for herself. "Come to my Son. Convert, convert. Prayer, prayer. Before the Lord." She is our mother. So we thank the Lord. He gave us a beautiful mother, our Heavenly Mother, to be our mother.